Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14, letter number 4,973. Baruch Hashem, the 25th day of Kislev, it's the first day of Hanukkah, Tavshi Yud Zayin. Okay, this is in 1957, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to the leadership of Agudas Chabad, Tzira Agudas Chabad, the young Chabad in the branch of Yerushalayim. Hashem Yelev Yichyo. Shalom Uvracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I'm confirming receiving your letter dated the 16th of Kislev, and also the second letter, also from that day. And then there is dot, dot, dot. And the Rebbe is telling them again about the opportunity that we have now. There is a very special opportunity. There is a demand now from each of the Jewish people, especially of the Hasidim, especially of the youth, Tzir Agudas Chabad. And that is that you must act fitting to the demands of the time and the possibilities that have been given from the supreme supervision. The Rebbe is saying we have now a tremendous opportunity to be successful. We see, literally, actually, that it's specifically now we can impact to raise the authentic Judaism for Torah and mitzvahs, even to the extent of putting teaching Hasidus and its directives in wide communities. Every minute, every while that passes is a shocking loss, but we don't utilize the opportunities that we have to try to get people closer to Yiddishkeit and to Hasidus. Who knows if we're ever going to have another possibility like this? And the Rebbe says, I don't see any practical and utilization of these opportunities in your letter. You write nice things, but there is no... The Rebbe is trying to, the Rebbe has a whole other expectation. And the Rebbe says, you don't write about utilizing this special opportunity we have now. I don't find it in your letter now and not in your previous letter. Although the Rebbe says, I find in your letter you made decisions and some work in the past. But the Rebbe says, to our dismay, on measures that are not satisfactory, not at all satisfactory, not satisfactory. They write to the Rebbe report what they did or what they decided to do, and the Rebbe says, no, sorry, that's not satisfactory, not the needs what are there, they don't meet the Rebbe's expectations. But the Rebbe says, it's obvious, I don't intend to give you rebuke, Musar. I just want to encourage you on your great portion that you have. The divine providence placed you as such an opportunity that you should utilize this opportunity fully. There is a tremendous amount of good hidden in that. Spiritual good and physical. In good that is visible and revealed. It only depends on your wanting. Because the powers and the opportunity have been given from Hashem's open, holy, and wide hand. The Rebbe says, you just got to go ahead and do it. The opportunities, the abilities, you can do it. And the only thing is, you got to go ahead. Can you imagine somebody is told, you have opportunity to invest and to do well and to start a business and to... You, the Rebbe is saying, now there's the time for the Jewish business of Yiddishkeit and Hasidus, and take advantage. And the Rebbe says, on Hanukkah, we have the two messages, the two opinions. Now, of course, we light one day, first day one light, then two, three, four, five. But there's another opinion that says you go 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. But the Rebbe says when we have two opinions, it doesn't mean that only one of them is right. They're both right. Now, practically, we can't do both. We can only do one. But an idea, the Rebbe says, in weekly matters, we have to go less, 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 less. In holy matters, we have to go more, more, more. So it's both true. When it comes to Hanukkah, which both opinions are the words of the living God, they're both true, that we say that you keep on going less and you keep on going more. Yes, you keep on going less in matters of the other side and you keep on going more in matters of holiness. So you should add much success in the above work. Each and every one of the young of Agudas Chabad and everybody together, through your holy work, this will diminish, keep on going less, less in matters of the other side, in the all of the environment, in the whole city. Which means you bring in a lot more increase in light, light, all the negativities will go less and less. And this will go and increase in the entire environment, in the entire city, in matters of holiness and light. What is the light? The light of mitzvah. Ner mitzvah v'Torah Oir, Torah Oir. Lights and the luminary of Torah, Moir Shevet Torah, which is the inner part of Torah, the teaching of Hasidus, its directives and its custom. Rebbe says this is the light that we can actually accomplish now. The Rebbe says my letter was delayed, and I just got your letter dated from the 22nd day of Kislev about the Fabrengen of Yutes Kislev, our redemption, the redemption of our soul. The Rebbe prays that from Rosh Hashanah, this of Chassidus and its aspect, this should draw down additional successful activities throughout the year in all areas. The Rebbe says we all are intending for the point. The central point is spreading the wellsprings to the outside, to the greatest, the most greatest opportunity. What is that? To the greatest, to the highest point, to the high of it, is the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu very quickly in our days, Mamash, with blessings for success and for good news and all the above. The Rebbe is trying to tell them that the demands of the time and the opportunities are not being utilized, you know, with the work that you're doing. Yes, there is a little bit, do this, that, you know, you make good decisions, but it's not the way we could and should be doing now. And the Rebbe says, I'm not trying to give you a rebuke, but I'm just trying to tell you, grab hold of the opportunity. Now is the time. You have this great opportunity and portion. You're lucky. And the Rebbe says so that these Hanukkah days, which keep on going less and less in negativity and more in positivity. And the Rebbe says that you sent in the meantime, he heard about their Fabrengen to Kislev. The Rebbe says for Hashona Chassidus, the energy should, what is the point of all this is to spread the wellsprings to the outside. Ultimately, the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu.